Good old Wellington back in the news as the council pulls the plug on this Reading cinema deal. So the council would buy the land under the cinema for $32 million, so the owners could pay to renovate the building with the option for them to buy it back for the same price 10 years down the track. That's all off now. Forget that. So what happens to the future of Courtney Place after all of this? Now, Jose Ubiaga is the owner of Dakota Bar on Courtney Place and is with us. Jose, morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Has this been a mess?
It's been a disaster right from the beginning, I feel.
And what should have happened?
I mean, I like the intent of trying to do something with Courtney Reading Place. I think when that article came out in the paper about 4 weeks ago, when the company that owns Reading Courtney Place had lost $150 million over 3 years, it was pretty clear that they probably weren't going to have the money to be able to invest into a small area in New Zealand.
Mm.
And, you know, things should have started changing back then.
Exactly, but they didn't. Having said that, this was 2020, and nothing's happened since. Have you guys in Courtney Place been able to get on with life? Is life got some sort of normality about it, or is it critical that that sort of area specifically gets developed in some way productively?
I think it's critical that it needs to be sorted out. Courtney Place has been on the decline for the last few years, and it's unfortunately been getting worse. And the council don't seem to have any really clear plan. Even the Golden Mile is a little bit all over the place. They don't really know. I don't think they even have a vision for what they want Courtney Place to be.
No.
And that's part of the problem as well.
Can you guys help them out with that or no?
Absolutely. You know, but there doesn't seem to be any... they don't really want to be working with... They're not offering... to come in and sit down with business owners in and around Courtney Place and see what can be done.
It seems...
Having that Reading Courtney Place empty for as long as it is, and if these guys aren't going to do anything with it, the council need to really try and encourage them to, one, sell the space and find someone else who's going to develop it.
Yeah.
Because there are other options that can be done in that area.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no excuse for it to have gone on so long. We report on Wellington on a regular basis. The council seems to me, and you talk about the Golden Mile, the Courtney Place, the council seems to be completely and utterly dysfunctional. Are they?
That's the impression that I get as well. And, you know, my biggest gripe with the council is they don't seem to be independent and in the council for Wellington City. You know, they shouldn't be aligned to parties. If they're going into Wellington City Council, they should be there for the sole purpose to improve Wellington and for the residents of Wellington City, not with the agenda of hopefully, if it doesn't work out in the council, they can then fall on and move up to the government.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very well said, Jose. I wish you the best with it. Jose Ubiaga, who's the owner of Courtney Place Bar Dakota. He's referring to the government. He's referring to Tory. Of course, Tory, I'm an independent. Whoops, no, I'm not. I've joined the Green Party.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.